But now, exploring the need for meteor sensing technology, here's Hannah Critchlow with our question of the week.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Houghton Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, a concerned listener gets in touch with his stratospherically burning question.
Hello, Naked Scientist. I'm Daniel Spain in Tennessee in the United States, and I was wondering, if there were a large object, maybe like a meteorite, falling straight down overhead, right out of the sky, and it was hit directly towards me on the ground where I'm standing, what kind of warning would I notice? Would there be an accompanying sound that could warn people on the ground, or would I not know it until it's too late?
Would Daniel receive any warning before being squished? With the answer.
My name's Dr. Mark Looney, and I've got a PhD in acoustics from Cardiff University. For most of us here on the Earth's surface, the speed of sound is around 340 metres a second, or 750 miles an hour. That's 1 mile every 5 seconds. Which is actually not all that fast. It's only about twice the speed of the fastest arrows in archery. Sound is also even slower in colder air, and the air at altitude is both colder and much less abundant. So when the meteoroid, the lump of rock itself, enters the atmosphere 100 kilometres up and becomes a meteor, it will always be too far away to hear. Now it's possible that its electromagnetic waves, travelling a million times faster than its sound waves, will cause a hissing noise in phones or radios, but even this so-called electrophonic effect is debatable. But Daniel asks not about a meteor, which burns up in the atmosphere, but a meteorite, which actually makes it all the way through the atmosphere to the Earth's surface. Would this give any warning? Sadly, no. It would be travelling at least 11,000 metres a second, 33 times the speed of sound, far too fast to hear its approach. In fact, we probably wouldn't be able to see it either. Only a tiny fraction of the solar system's asteroids are currently being tracked by just a handful of volunteers worldwide. So unless it reflected the light in just the right way, in a small region of the sky that someone happened to be looking at very carefully, it would almost certainly be too small and too fast to see until it entered the atmosphere just a few seconds before impact. I'm afraid Daniel's final moments would be rather disappointing.
Poor Daniel. Mark adds that it is possible that the meteorite will burn up just enough to be decelerated by the atmosphere to subsonic speeds, but that this would leave a meteorite so tiny that getting killed by it would be a bit embarrassing. Passing on to our next question.
Hi, this is Brandon from San Francisco. I'm wondering if there's any possible way you could get cancer from someone else. I've heard that Tasmanian devils are suffering from a form of cancer that is spread through biting. Are there any instances of cancers being transmitted in humans in similar ways? For example, from a blood transfusion? If not, is it theoretically possible, or would the immune system somehow respond?
So, can you catch cancer? Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientists.com, tweet at nakedscientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Thank you very much, Hannah Critchlow, with our question of the week. And that's all we have time for this week. Next week, we're going to shine a spotlight on pathology, and we'll be trying to collect the full set as we explore the science of microbes, viruses and parasites and how they interact with your immune system. You can email any questions you may have to chris@thenakedscientist.com, tweet at Naked Scientists, or post on our Facebook page. Thanks very much to Ick Mead, Anna Verhoef, Jeff Hankst, Graham Rigg and James Kell for joining us, and to our production team, Mira Senthalingam, Hannah Critchlow and Tom Simpkins.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.